A new anti-sprawl requirement that was added to Act 250 last June is meant to limit strip development in Vermont. But officials in Rutland say the new mandate may restrict development more than lawmakers originally thought. BPR's Nina Keck has details.
Developers going through the Act 250 process have to meet 10 different criteria, such as is there sufficient water available, or will the project put an undue burden on local schools? This story is about Criterion 9L, which was recently beefed up by lawmakers to clarify how the state should address rural growth areas in an effort to curb sprawl. A Massachusetts developer who wants to put a wholesale club, restaurant, and gas station on land along Route 7 in Rutland Town is facing delays because of the new standards. And many local officials are upset, saying that's costing the town jobs and tax revenue. According to the Agency of Natural Resources, the Rutland Town proposal, with its big parking lot, single-story buildings, and few connections to other businesses, looks a lot like the kind of strip development sprawl the state wants to discourage. But Rutland Town Select Board member Mary Ashcroft disagrees.
This land has already gotten an Act 250 permit for development for commercial use. So to say that now it is contributing to strip development when the permit's been existing for several years doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
A previous developer had won state approval to build a shopping center on the site several years ago. That project fell through, but other businesses exist on all sides. John Groveman, general counsel for the Agency of Natural Resources, says because of the new standards and because the new developer has proposed some changes, the project must be reviewed again. And he says the fact that other businesses already exist nearby is immaterial.
What 9L says is you don't want to contribute to additional strip development in that area. So the question is, I think everyone's looking at this the wrong way. I think it's not yes or no, it's how it's built.
Groveman says the state wants to encourage development that protects historic villages, incorporates smaller multi-story buildings, breaks up large parking lots, and includes more sidewalks. Tom Donahue, president of the Rutland Region Chamber of Commerce, worries that if the Rutland Town proposal is considered sprawl under 9L, it could have a chilling effect on new developments on the edge of towns and villages statewide. A District Environmental Commission hearing on the proposal will be held Thursday morning in Rutland. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.